Do you want to know about the third step? Are you interested? The third step, step number three, is just to forget about the desires of our own and to invest all our being for the fulfillment of God's desires, for God's plans. And Our Lady is introducing in Medjugorje, is introducing us in a very powerful request from us. And I read that message, you know, to invest all our being for the fulfillment of her plans, for the fulfillment of the plans of God. Listen, little children, I want to draw you closer to the heart of Jesus. Therefore, little children, I am inviting you today to the prayer of consecration to Jesus, my dear son, so that each of your hearts may be his. And then I am inviting you to consecration of my Immaculate Heart. I want you to consecrate yourselves as persons, as families, and as parishes, so that all belongs to God through my hands. Therefore, dear little children, pray that you may comprehend the greatness of this message which I'm giving to you. I do not want anything for myself, rather all for the salvations of your souls. Satan is strong, and therefore you, dear children, by constant prayer, press tight against my motherly heart. And this is the thing, press tight against my motherly heart. Consecrations to the heart of Jesus, to the heart of Mary, is to press tight against them, is to be one with them. And I remember once I was in Medjugorje, I was attending English Mass, and an English priest was giving a homily. And I'm sorry to tell that homily was awfully boring, and he couldn't end, you know, it lasted and lasted. And I'm sorry for that, but you know, it was a little long. And I prayed God, after half an hour of boring stuff, I prayed to Jesus, and I'm sorry to tell that, you see how much I'm not converted yet. I prayed to Jesus, please stop him. And I added, but before stopping him, let him say a sentence that will feed my heart for the whole day and my whole life. And suddenly, the priest stopped in the middle of an idea. He just said amen and went back to his chair. And as he was going back to his chair, he came back to the microphone and said, oh, I forgot one thing very important to tell you. The only job that is worth in life, the only work that we will be proud of when we die, is to work and to offer ourselves for the salvation of the souls. And that was it. I couldn't believe it. It was, and then I said to Jesus, oh, you granted my prayer. That's, now I understood what you meant. The only work that is really worth in life is to offer ourselves for the salvation of the world. Dear children, says Our Lady, offer novenas, making sacrifices for where you feel the most attached. I want your life to be attached to me. I invite you to decide to pray for my intentions. Forget your desires and pray for the desires of the Father. Forget your own desires. And we want to invest our life now for the salvation of the world. And in the step number three of that prayer with the heart. God communicates to us his desires, and we grasp them, we put them into our heart, and this is the biggest source of our joy. And that is why Our Lady so often in Medjugorje tells us, through prayer, you will know the biggest, the deepest joy, my dear children. Seek time for Jesus. And Marina told me, we love Our Lady so much that we seek the slightest little sacrifice we can offer to her. And finally, no matter the distractions we can have in prayer, we finally, in that step, we finally look like Our Lady. Her beauty comes to us, and her beauty transforms our hearts, transforms even our faces, transform our being completely. And then prayer becomes a real love affair with God, and this is the biggest source of joy that we can imagine. And the fruits are very, very powerful. She said one day a very, very beautiful message about prayer. Our Lady said, through prayer, dear children, you will achieve perfect love. And this is a process so beautiful because our hearts has been made at the image and likeness of God. So we are very great. Our hearts are splendid in front of God, splendid, very beautiful. But they are so many times empty because we fill them with rubbish, you know. But through prayer with the heart, we get the divinization of our hearts, and slowly, slowly, we become one with Jesus. I remember a sentence from the cure of Ars, who is a big saint in my country, France. And I'll ask you the question. He said, I know a man who is more powerful than God. So can you guess who he is? I know a man who is more powerful than God. You don't know? So the cure of Ars is saying, it is the man who prays. He's more powerful than God himself. Why? Because he's so one with the heart of God. He's so loving. He's so transformed in Jesus. His life becomes Jesus, that whatever he asked is granted. And he has the power to change the mind of God himself, because he loves him so much. And I remember little Teresa of Lisieux, another saint of my country. She said, oh, I hope I'll find the words. She said, Jesus never refuses me anything because I've never refused him anything in my life. That is prayer with the heart.